Very good.
So, welcome everybody to this short retreat. And just to see how many of you have meditated before, please put up your hands.
先問大家咧，有幾位朋友係已經有禅修經驗，請舉手。
So most of you have meditated before, so you're all experts, so I don't need to teach very much.
咁大家咧就已經係有禅修嘅經驗，大家都係禅修嘅專家，咁法師話我唔使教大家啦。
But maybe I will teach about meditation, because meditation is something which is so important in our modern world.
咁喺呢個禅修營咧，Ajahn Brahm 我哋老師都會係教大家禅修嘅，因為禅修咧喺而家嘅現今社會非常重要。It
is a central part of the Buddha's teachings.
禅修亦都係佛教核心嘅教導。It
creates good health.
禅修亦都會幫你健康。It
allows you to let go of all the worries of life.
同時間咧，讓你放開生命上面嘅擔憂。It
makes you very peaceful.
令你生活得更加自在安樂。So
you can see all the things the Buddha saw. You can understand all the things the Buddha understood.
你都可以明白佛陀所理解嘅一切。So
you could be wise and live happily ever after.
咁從此以後咧，你嘅生活就變得更加有智慧，更加開心。And
especially in our modern world, it is important that we don't just read the books and believe the teachers, but we experience it for ourselves.
在現今社會咧，我邀請大家唔好淨係單憑睇書，或者淨係單單相信老師所教嘅嘢。So
during the meditation over the next few days, hopefully you will experience some inner peace.
喺嚟緊嗰幾日嘅禅修咧，希望大家有深切嘅體會，能夠去接觸到內心嘅平靜。And
that inner peace will be inner happiness.
呢個內心嘅安樂自在就係你內在嘅幸福。And
you will understand from your own experience.
呢啲一切咧都係由你自己去經歷體會嘅。The
joy and the peace and the wisdom of meditation.
呢個就係禅修嘅智慧同喜悅。People
from all around the world, they want to have peace of mind.
成個世界咧，好多人都係希望心靈得到安樂。But
in many Western countries, the only time you can rest in peace is when you're dead.
但喺西方社會咧，你能夠安樂嘅時候就係你死亡嘅一刻。
And it's too late by then, you can't enjoy it.
到你死嗰陣時候先至安樂，其實已經太遲啦。So
on this retreat, I will teach you how to rest in peace before you die.
老師咧會教大家喺生前已經能夠安息，而唔係喺死嗰陣時先至能夠得到安息。Because
many of you have always been going somewhere in your life, rather than just being here.
好多時候我哋生活，我哋嘅心咧就係不斷喺度走嚟走去，好少係能夠安住喺當下。Very
often we're always thinking about our next destination, our next task, the next thing we have to do.
好多時候我哋嘅心咧就喺度諗緊，我下一樣嘢要做嘅係乜嘢咧？下一個地方我要去邊一度咧？ 我哋嘅心成日都係咁樣諗。And
the most important thing to understand in meditation is we're not trying to get somewhere, we are trying just to be here.
禅修就其實好簡單，我哋就係學習點樣樣喺當下呢一度。To
illustrate, I'm now going to tell one of my stories.
去呢一個情況咧，我會講一個故仔嘅。
I don't like coming to Hong Kong too many times every year, because then you can remember all my stories and jokes.
我咧唔會經常嚟香港，因為咧咁樣會令到大家會記得我所講嘅故仔。
So once a year or once every 2 years, then it gives you a chance to forget what I said last time.
我一年先嚟一次，或者兩年先嚟一次，好讓大家可以忘記我之前講嘅故事或者笑話。
So this is a story called Old Monks Don't Lie.
呢一個故事咧就叫做僧人係唔會講大話。
Once there was a monk, a very old monk.And he would wander from place to place with no fixed monastery.
從前呢，一位僧人，他是居無定所，他去周圍去參學。
And in the Theravada tradition, and also in Mahayana, we have what's called the retreat period, usually during the rainy season, where the monks stop wandering and they stay in one place.
在不論在上座部、南傳佛教或者在大乘佛教，所有的僧人都會是在雨季的時候，他們都不會去其他地方參學，會留在一處地方，留在寺院裡面去修行。
Just before the retreat, the old monk went to a small farmer's cottage for his morning alms food. The small house of a farmer.For his morning alms food.
Okay. 咁有一朝早咧，呢位老嘅出家人咧，就去咗一個農夫嘅屋嗰度去托缽。
And the farmer said, "Venerable monk, have you got a place to stay for the retreat?"
咁呢位農夫就講啦：法師，請問你有冇一處寺院係你可以安居可以？準備嚟緊嘅禪修營啦。
The monk said no.
咁呢位出家人就話冇啊。
So the farmer said, "Please, venerable sir, please stay with us."
咁呢位農夫就話：法師，法師，請你留低喺度同我哋一齊啦。
We can build you a very simple hut by the river, and we will feed you every day.
我哋可以喺河邊度幫你建一個茅房，而每一日我哋都可以供養食物俾你。
All we ask is you give us a talk about Buddhism and meditation from time to time。
我哋只需要請法師定期同我哋去開示，講解佛法嘅教導同埋禅修。
The old monk agreed。
咁呢位老嘅出家人咧就認同啦。
So for the next 3 months, the monk would eat at the poor farmer's house, teach them some Dhamma, and everybody was so happy.
咁跟住嗰三個月咧，呢位出家人咧，佢就留翻喺呢一個農夫所起嘅茅房嗰度，教佢哋佛法，同佢哋一齊去禅修，大家都好開心。
He was such a kind monk.Even the dog liked the monk and would bow down to him 3 times when he came.
好有趣的一件事就是当这位老的出家人他经过的时候他因为是一个很慈悲的人连狗仔走过见到法师他都会向他顶礼三拜。
But after 3 months, the old monk said, Now it is time for me to go.
三個月之後呢，咁法師就同大家講話，而家下季安居已經結束啦，係時候要走啦。
And the farmer said, "Please don't go." The wife said, "No, don't go." The children started crying, and the poor dog started crying too.
Can you do that? Okay. 不論呢個農夫或者佢太太同埋啲小朋友，佢都同法師咁樣講：法師，請你留低，你唔好走啦！連只狗仔都喺度喊，流曬眼淚咁樣。哇哇哇
！Very good. But the monk said, "I have to leave." But said the monk, "In my meditation."I saw that very close by, there's a big treasure buried underground.
咁法師就同大家講啦，喺我禪修嘅經過 喺禅修嘅过程当中咧，我就睇到喺我哋附近其实埋咗一个宝座。
And because you have helped me, I want you to have that treasure.
因为你曾经帮过我，我就话俾你听呢个宝藏嘅地方。
But to find the treasure, you have to follow my instructions.
但系你要揾到呢个宝藏咧，你要跟从我嘅意思。
Listen carefully.
请大家细心聆听。
Tomorrow morning, just before sunrise, stand at the threshold of your house, at the doorway.
喺听日日出之前，请大家起身去到屋嘅大堂玄关嗰度。
Take your bow and arrow and point it at the rising sun.
你要拎起弓箭，对住太阳去射箭。
And as the sun rises, let the arrow fly.
当太阳升起嘅时候，你就放箭啦。
And where the arrow falls, there you will find the treasure.
而当你见到箭落喺地下嘅地方，嗰度就系宝藏所在嘅地方。
But follow my instructions perfectly.
你一定要依从我嘅指示，一啲都唔可以错。
And then the monk left.
然之后咧，法师咁就走啦。
And the family, even though they were sad, their monk was leaving. They were so happy. Tomorrow they'll be rich.
呢一家穷嘅农夫，佢虽然因为法师离开感到好伤心，但系咧佢谂一谂，听日我哋就会好有钱噶啦。
So the following morning.The farmer was standing at the doorway of his house, waiting for the sun to rise.
第二日咧，呢个农夫就企喺屋嘅路嗰度等紧日出。
As the sun rose, he pointed the bow and arrow in the direction of the rising sun.
日出嘅时候，佢就拎起弓箭，开始放箭。
And as the sun rose, he shot the arrow in the direction of the sun.He shot the arrow in the direction of the sun.
佢就系依从法师所讲，就系向住日出，向住太阳放箭，对准目标放出，创咗呢支箭。
And they all run after the arrow, including the dog.
成家连埋只狗咧，就跟住呢支箭咧，就去跑啦。
And you know what it's like. The wife, she had to dig the hole.
大家知唔知点啦？就系。呢一个太太咧，佢就系要负责去掘呢个窿啦。
She dug and dug and dug, and what did she find? No treasure, only trouble.
佢不断去掘，去掘，去掘，佢发现咗啲乜嘢咧？一啲宝藏都冇，净系好多好多困难。
Because that arrow fell in a field belonging to a rich man.
因为呢啲箭咧跌咗喺。家有钱人嗰度。
And when he caught them, he said, "That's against the law. I am going to send you to jail for that and take away all your money. You've been destroying my property." No, he threatened.、
Okay.
The rich man said, "I'm going to send you to jail."
Okay. 咁呢家有钱人咧就见到呢、这、一个、太太咧，佢准备去掘窿嘅时候，就即刻恐吓佢。你唔准去掘呢一度啊！若果你掘我笪地咧，我就会拉你去坐监噶啦。
And the wife said it's his fault, pointing to her husband. He told me to dig.
咁呢个太太就推卸责任啦，就指住佢先生就话：唔系我想掘噶，系我先生叫我掘噶。
And the husband said it's the old monk's fault. He told us to do this.
呢一个农夫咧，佢就话：唔系我嘅错啊，系法师嘅错啊，系法师叫我咁样做噶。
And the rich man said, "I am a Buddhist too. What do you mean?"
咁呢个出家呢个有钱人就话啦，我都系一个佛教徒、哦。你究竟系咩意思啊？你讲紧啲乜嘢啊
？And when the rich man heard the story, he said, "I know where you have made your mistake. You are too poor to have any strength. Let me shoot the arrow tomorrow morning. I am stronger than you."
咁呢位有錢人咧，聽咗呢一個農夫成家人講咗之後咧，知道發生過咩事情，咁佢就話：我明白你應該要做啲咩嘢？你或者你而家冇乜氣力去射呢個弓箭，嗱，而家等我拎起弓箭幫你去射箭啦。
And where the arrow falls, I'm sure we'll find a treasure. And we'll split it 50-50. Split 50-50, half for me, said the rich man, half for the farmer.
我會幫你去找這個寶藏，如果找到寶藏之後，我們就會將它分裝，一半是給50是給我，50是給你的。
So the following morning, the rich man was standing there with the bow and arrow.
咁第二日咧，這個有錢佬咧就拎起支弓箭去準備去射箭啦。
When the sun rose, he shot the arrow in the direction of the sun.
日出嘅時候，佢就向太陽去射箭。
He went much further because he was stronger.
因為佢更加大力啊，佢射啲箭去得更加遠。
And the rich man ran after it, and the farmer, and his wife, and of course the dog.
呢個有錢人。這個農夫他的太太連埋他的狗都一起跟著箭去走。
And where the arrow fell, this time the farmer had to dig the hole.
咁呢，箭跌咗落嚟嘅地方呢，今次就輪到個農夫去掘窿啦。
It's law of karma. If you get your wife to do something today, you have to do it tomorrow.
嗱，呢個係因果啦。今日你叫你太太去做呢樣嘢，第二日你自己要做翻。
So he dug a big hole.And what did he find? No treasure, only more trouble.
他掘啊掘啊掘啊，乜嘢都揾唔到，乜寶藏都揾唔到，佢淨係得到好多嘅煩惱。
Because this time, it fell in a field belonging to a general in the army.
今次大劑啦，因為支箭跌咗去一個將軍嘅田地嗰度。
And he came by with his soldiers, and when he saw them destroying his property, he told the soldiers, cut off their heads.
当这个将军见到这个农夫掘完个窿之后，因为他身边有其他士兵随从，他就即刻学啦，即刻带他们斩头。
And the farmer said, it's his fault, pointing to the rich man.
这个农夫即刻说，不是我的错，是这个有钱佬的错。
The rich man said, no, it's the monk's fault, he told us to do this.
这个有钱佬就说，不是我们的错，是有个僧人错。
And the general said, I am a Buddhist too.
这个将军就说，我都是佛教徒哦。
And old monks don't lie.
一个老修行人是不会讲大话的。
So what did he tell you to do?
那究竟他叫你做什么呢？
When the general heard the instructions of the old monk, he said, it's obvious what your mistake is.Your mistake is very clear.
咁呢个将军听咗佢哋讲完之前法师点样教佢咧，佢就话：我好清楚你哋做错啲乜嘢。
You're laymen. You don't know how to shoot an arrow. You have to be a soldier like me. Tomorrow, said the general, I will shoot that arrow because I'm expert.
咁呢個將軍就同佢哋講啦，你哋都係普通平民百姓，點會射到支箭啦？我係一個將軍，孔武有力，聽日等我射箭啦。
And where the arrow falls, I'm sure we'll find the treasure because old monks don't lie. Where the arrow falls, I am sure we will find the treasure.
我好相信聽日支箭跌喺邊一度，我哋就會揾到個寶藏。
Because old monks.Don't lie.
因为呢，老嘅出家人系唔会讲大话。
And we can split the treasure three ways.
咁我哋可以将呢一个宝藏分成三份。
So the following morning, the soldier was there with the rich man, the farmer, the wife, and the dog.
咁第二日呢，日出之前，这个将军、这个有钱佬、这个农夫、佢嘅太太同埋只狗就已经等紧射箭。
And this time, the soldier shot the arrow.
今次就係由呢一個將軍去射箭啦。
It went a long way because he was expert.
因為呢個將軍真係一個專家，佢孔武有力， 呢一支箭射得非常之远。
And they all ran after the arrow, including the dog.
呢成棚人连埋只狗就一齐跟住箭飙过去。
This time the rich man had to dig the hole.
今次就轮到有钱人去掘窿啦。
He dug. He didn't find any treasure, just more trouble.
今次去掘，乜都揾唔到，但系遇上更加大嘅麻烦。
Because this time, the arrow fell in the garden belonging to the king.
因为今次呢支箭跌咗喺皇上嘅地方。
And the king arrested all of them, including the dog.
因为呢支箭跌咗喺皇帝嘅花园入边，皇帝就捉晒佢哋，连埋只狗都捉埋。
He said, "Because of the law, I will have to execute everybody."
皇帝就话：我哋会依从法律，我哋你哋所有人都要处决。
And the rich man said, "It's not my fault. The general told me to do it."
呢个有钱佬就话：唔系我嘅错啊，系呢个将军叫我咁样做噶。
The general said it was the farmer's fault.
呢个将军就话：唔系我错啊，系农夫嘅错嚟噶。
The farmer said it was the old monk's fault.
呢个农夫就话系个老修行人嘅错嚟噶。
And the king said, "Old monk, I'm a Buddhist too, and old monks don't lie."
呢个皇帝就话咩啊？你话老修行人，我都系佛教徒嚟噶，老修行人系唔会讲大话嘅。
So the king said.I will put you all in prison for a few days until I find that old monk and find out why he's got you into such big trouble.
皇帝就话：好啦，咁而家我将你全部收监几日，直至到我揾到呢一个老修行人为止。我要问佢究竟发生咩事。
So he sent his soldiers looking for that monk. They soon found him and brought him back to the palace.
皇帝咧就派兵去揾呢一个。老修行人，咁佢就呢、這个老修行人就跟住呢啲士兵去到皇宫啦。
And the king said to that old monk, "Old monk, you've got all these people into big trouble. Why?"
皇帝就同呢位老出家人讲：修行人啊
，Why did you get the people into big trouble？
点解你会令到呢啲人？遇上咁大麻烦啊！
And the monk said, "Because they did not follow my instructions."
呢位老出家人就话：因为佢哋冇依从嘅指示咯。
What do you mean? Said the king.
皇帝就话：你咩意思咧？
The old monk said, "Your Majesty, you come to that poor farmer's house tomorrow."You follow the instructions, and I guarantee you'll find the treasure.
呢个老修行人就同皇上讲：听日请圣上嚟到去呢一个农夫，去呢一个好贫穷嘅农夫嘅屋企，去射箭，去揾呢一个宝藏，你就会知道究竟发生咩事啦。
And I would ask you, Your Majesty, to please share the treasure four ways.A quarter for the poor family, a quarter for the rich man, a quarter for the general, and a quarter for yourself. There's plenty for everybody.
呢位出家人咧就请皇上就讲：当你揾到呢个宝藏嘅时候，请你分成四份，一份俾呢一个农夫，第二份俾呢一个有钱佬，第三份俾将军，最后一份俾你自己。
So the following morning, the king.Was at the doorway of the house.
第二日咧，呢一位皇上就去到农夫嘅屋企。
With the rich man, the general, the farmer, his wife, and who else? The dog. Yes.
咁仲有边啲人一齐咧？就有将军啦，有钱人啦，农夫佢太太，仲有边个咧？就系嗰只狗啦。
And.He stood at the doorway, he looked at the monk and said, "Is that correct?" The monk said, "Yes, Your Majesty."
呢一位皇上就同出家人讲： 我咁样做系咪啱咧？崔健就话系，皇上啱嘅。
He picked up the bow and arrow and pointed it in the direction of the rising sun.
皇上就咁样揸起弓箭，向住日出嘅方向去射箭。
And he turned around to the monk, and the monk said, "Yes, Your Majesty, correct."
皇上就射完箭。之后他拧翻转头望向呢位出家人，出家人就回应啦：皇上，你做得啱啊！
And then, as the sun was rising, he was about to shoot the arrow. He turned around to the monk, and the monk said, "Wrong, Your Majesty."
当日升起嘅时候，皇上正系向呢个太阳射箭嘅时候，呢位出家人就话：皇上。你做错咗啊。
Your Majesty, said the monk, I never told you to shoot the arrow. I said, let it fly.
呢位出家人就同皇上讲，皇上，我冇叫你射箭啊，我定系让，我就请你将呢支箭去飞咋，放低佢。
And the king did as he was told. Instead of shooting the arrow,He let the arrow fall right between his feet.
咁皇上就咁样做，佢冇去射箭，佢就将支弓箭就咁跌落嚟。
Right where he was standing, they dug a small hole, and they found a huge treasure, enough to make the king happy with his share. How much more happy was the general?The rich man and the farmer, even the dog, was happy.
就系咁样样，佢哋掘咗一个窿，佢哋真系揾到宝藏。唔单止皇上系开心啦，这个将军、这个有钱人、农夫同埋只狗都觉得好开心。
And the meaning of that story is that when you try to get somewhere in your meditation.You're shooting the arrow of craving over here, shooting it over there, shooting it over there, and you only find nothing but more trouble.
这个故事的意思就是想跟大家讲，在我们禅修的过程里面，如果好像之前故事的人物里面去放射箭，射一支箭去这个方向，第二个方向、第三个方向、第四个方向，这些全部都是追求贪欲，你是一啲嘢都会揾到。
So you let the arrow of craving go. No craving, no wanting, let it go.
你所有心里面的欲望、你的渴求，你只需要放下、舍弃。
And where it falls is right where you are in this moment.Right now,
这个渴爱的箭跌的地方，就是会跌在当下此地此时。
And right here where you're sitting, you will find a great treasure, greater than you'd ever expected, to make you happy forever after.
这些箭就会跌在你的坐的，你现在禅坐的前面，你就会在这里。找到你的宝藏，而同时间就会令你今后的生活觉得幸福快乐。
And that is the truth, because I am over 60 now. I am an old monk, and old monks don't lie.
老师呢今年60岁，他是真的有资格叫自己做老修行人，一个老修行人是不会讲大话的。
So for the next few days, don't try to get somewhere.
所以嚟紧嗰几日，唔好话想要自己达到啲乜嘢境界，唔好想自己话做到去乜嘢地方。
Just try to be here.
你只需要喺呢一度。
Right where you are.
就系喺你所在之处。
There you find the treasure.Of peace, freedom, enlightenment.
就喺当下，你就可以获得宁静、 自在同觉悟。
My own teacher Ajahn Chah would always say, "We meditate to let go, not to attain things."
我嘅老师阿姜查，佢经常教导我哋，禅修唔系话要去得到乜嘢，而其实系要去放低舍弃。
Not to gain more attainments, but to lose yourself, your sense of self.
你唔系要得到啲乜嘢，而系将你嘅自我嘅感觉去放低。
And there you will find just being content in this moment, the contentment gets so deep, so powerful, you understand what meditation is.
当你能够安住喺当下，感到知足嘅时候。
So your first exercise is learning how to let go of all of your past and all of your future.
我哋所做嘅一切，正系将过去所有一切、未来所有一切，通通都放低。
I just came from Perth, Australia this morning on aircraft.
法师咧，今朝就喺澳洲 Perth 帕斯嗰度嚟香港。
I saw many people carrying heavy suitcases。
喺機場嗰度，佢見到好多好多人拎住好多行李。
A big suitcase in their left hand, and a big suitcase in their right hand。
左手拎住一個大行李，右手拎住另一個大行李。
And sometimes they have to walk so far, their arms ache and their shoulders hurt。
他们行一段很长很长的路，所以令到他们手臂和颈都腰酸背痛。
So you can use that as an exercise in meditation.
这个就是我们禅修的练习。
When you close your eyes,
当你合埋双眼，
imagine yourself holding two heavy suitcases.
观赏一下你是拎住两个很重很重的行李。
A heavy suitcase in your left hand and a heavy suitcase in your right hand.
左手拎着一个好重嘅行李，右手都系拎着一个好重嘅行李。
And you've been holding those suitcases so long, your arms ache, your shoulders hurt.
你拎住呢两个行李好重好重，令到自己颈梗膊痛。
And you look at the suitcase in your left hand on the outside.You can see it's written the word past.
你细心望一望你左手嘅行李，你见到上面有一个字写住过去。
Because in that suitcase are all your memories, good and bad, of what's happened to you.
入边充满住你过去所有开心、唔开心、好坏嘅记忆。
And you've been carrying that for so long.Your brain aches.
你拎住呢个行李好耐好耐，连你自己个头脑都觉得好攰好痛。
And you look at the suitcase in the right hand, and that is called your future.
你望一望右手嘅行李，上面写住未来。
That contains all your plans, anxieties, hopes and fears.
上面写住，入边咧全部装住系对于未来嘅计划，所有嘅担忧、焦虑。
And you've been carrying that for so long, it makes your heart hurt.
你拎咗好耐好耐，拎到你个心都觉得好攰，受到伤害。
You're so tired.
好攰。
Carrying the past and the future.
拎住。拎住过去，拎住未来，执住佢哋，好攰。
So in meditation, you imagine yourself carrying two suitcases, one the past, one the future.
所以喺禅修嘅时候，你首先去观赏自己左右手拎住两个行李，一个系过去，一个未来。
You focus on the suitcase in the left hand, and you lower it to the ground.
你专注喺呢一个左手嘅行李。清楚知道自己将呢个行李放低喺地下。
When it meets the floor, there's no more weight.
当呢个行李摆喺地下嘅时候，你只手 唔會再覺得任何沉重啦。
In this exercise, you imagine moving your hand away from that suitcase on the floor.
喺呢個練習，請你記得將自己嘅手放開，唔好再揸住呢一個過去。
So your arm can rest loosely by your side.
咁呢隻手咧就可以喺身邊嗰度放鬆休息啦。
You've put down, you've let go of the past.
你將過去放低捨去。
Then you imagine a suitcase in your right hand, which represents your future.
之後你亦都去觀想，你右手係拎住一個行李，係對於你未來嘅種種嘅恐懼擔憂。
You imagine lowering that to the floor too.
請記得觀察自己將呢個行李放低。
When it meets the floor, there's no more weight.
當佢放得喺地上邊嘅時候，你隻手覺得冇任何重量。
And you move your hand away from the handle.
你隻手就從呢一個行李嘅手柄離開。
So your right hand is hanging loosely by your side, recovering.
而你隻右手咧，就喺你放擺翻你身邊嗰度休息，回復佢嘅活力。
So you imagine this exercise just as I said.
請大家記得啱啱老師所教嘅呢個練習。
It helps.Let go of your real past to let go of your real anxieties for the future.
呢一個練習係真係會幫你去放開對於過去嘅種種，同埋放開對未來嘅憂慮。
And you look down, the past is there, the future is there. You're standing in that wonderful space between your past and the future called now.
你就係企喺呢兩個行李中間，企喺過去同未來中間，呢個地方叫做當下。
And that's the first stage of meditation, to come to the present moment.
呢一個就係禅修第一個階段，去覺察當下呢一刻。
So all of the worries and the difficulties of your past have disappeared.All the plans and business for the future have vanished. You are free.
你過去種種嘅唔開心，遇上種種嘅麻煩，遇上種種嘅唔好嘅經歷，你都可以放低。你同時間都放低你對於未來種種嘅生意嘅計劃，你就係咁樣得到自由啦。
You're like a bird. I've never seen a bird carry blackberry.
你就好似一隻雀仔咁樣自由飛翔，我從來冇見過佢孭住 BlackBerry。
I've never seen them with a watch, with a clock.
佢冇手提電話，佢都冇一隻手錶喺隻手度。
They never have a calendar in their nest up in the tree. A calendar which tells the date.
喺佢哋個巢入邊，亦都唔會有一個月曆提佢日子。
They live in the present moment.
佢哋就喺當下嗰度去生活。
That's why they're very smart.
所以咧，佢哋好醒嘅。
If you ever seen a bird, go to a psychiatrist. A bird go to a psychiatrist.
你有冇見過一隻雀仔？呢只雀仔係個心理學家咧。
No, because they're smart. They live in present moment.
佢哋，我哋係從來未見過一隻雀仔去揾心理學家去治療佢，因為咧。佢經常都係喺當下，佢好醒。
So during this retreat, you live in present moment.
喺呢個禪練入邊，請大家真正喺當下此刻生活。
Please, you're not allowed to bring your past into this temple. Not allowed to bring your future into this temple. You leave it outside with your shoes.
喺呢個禪練入邊。大家是不可以將你的過去帶入寺院，亦都不可以將你對於未來的種種的擔憂恐懼帶入這個寺院，你就將他們留同如同你的鞋一樣留在寺院外邊。
So that means even during one meditation, you never think, what should I do next? That's bad thought.
當你喺禪修嘅過程，你有一個念頭，咦，下一刻我要做啲咩嘢呢？記得呢一個係唔好嘅意念。
There is no next. There's only now.
其實係冇下一樣嘢，只係有依家。
So just be now.
所以請大家真正喺當下。
And stop going somewhere.
唔好個心唔好喺度周圍走。
Then after a while, you rest.
咁樣呢，你嘅心就可以休息。
Your mind becomes peaceful.
你嘅心就會覺得平和。
Then it becomes happy.
然之後就會喜悦快樂。
Then it becomes wise.
你都會變得更加有智慧。
Then it becomes compassionate.
更加慈悲。
Then it becomes enlightened.
你最終會係正悟。
Then you never have to come to temple again.
以後你就唔使嚟寺院噶啦。
That means I can stay in Australia and relax.
咁我咧就可以留翻喺澳洲去休息啦。
Because I know many of you came last year to my retreat.
因為咧在座當中咧，上一年都係有朋友係嚟過嘅。
I thought that last year you were enlightened, so you don't need to come back again.
其實上年嘅朋友應該已經證悟啦，你今年唔使再嚟噶啦。
Either I must be a very bad teacher or you're a bad student.
咁呢個原你再嚟嘅原因，一係咧就我係一個唔好嘅老師，或者係你係唔係一個好學生。
Imagine I was school teacher and the class kept coming back year after year after year, I'd get fired.
你想象下，因為我老師曾經係學校做過教職員，想象下所有學生係年年都係留班，年年都係呢一班學生，我一定會俾人炒魷魚。
So see if you can live in the present moment and become free.
所以咧，睇下大家能唔能夠可以安住喺當下去生活，得到自在。
So I'll give many other instructions later on, but I think that should be okay for now, and we'll just have maybe a few minutes of questions and answers.
咁今日法師所開始咧就去到呢一度，剩翻落嚟嘅時間咧就係問答時間，歡迎大家提問。
So, okay, anybody want to ask any important questions on your meditation?
咁去到呢一度，大家對於禅修有冇任何嘅提問呢？
We'll give special prize for the first question.
第一個提問嘅朋友咧，係會有特別獎嘅。
This is Hong Kong. You have to give prize to get.
呢個係香港。你問問題咧，係要俾獎品。
No question。
冇問題。
Okay。What? Okay, very good。
呢個問題咧就係話，咦？若果我禪修嘅時候，我自己身體係酸軟咧、麻痹咧，要做啲咩咧
？Number one, sit on chair。
第一樣嘢，請坐喺凳上面。
We have some very, very wise people sitting on the chairs around the side there. You are very smart.
我哋已經有啲朋友已經坐喺側邊嘅凳上邊，呢啲朋友好醒目。
Even the Buddha sat on chair.
就算佛陀佢都有坐過喺凳上邊啊。
So if you are got aches in your body sitting on the ground, please sit on chair.
如果大家盤膝係覺得係麻痹嘅時候咧，大家可以坐喺凳上邊。
And number two, if you sit on chair or sit on floor, your body still aches. Later on, I will teach you how to do walking meditation.
咁若果不论大家系盘腿坐或者系坐喺凳，你身体都觉得麻痹酸软嘅时候咧，咁迟啲咧，老师系会教我哋行禅。
So you can exercise the body.
喺行禅当中咧，我哋可以做运动。
And that way, your body feels good.
而因為我哋身體喐動咧，而令到我哋身體會覺得舒服。
So the Buddha was compassionate and kind. He did not want people to have pain.
佛陀係好慈悲嘅，佢唔想人因為禅修而感到痛苦。
So do you know in the Theravada, the Pali, you know what the meditation on the breath is called?
咁大家知唔知咧？喺巴利文。在上座部的经典呢
Does anyone know what it's called in Pali? The breath meditation.
大家知唔知道, 觀察呼吸係喺巴利文入邊係叫咩嘢咧？
Anapanasati. The Anapanasati is called.
Anapanasati. 呢個就係觀呼吸嘅禅修，而中文咧就係叫做安波守意。
The Buddha never taught Anapanasati, only Anapanasati.
巴利文叫做Anapanasati，唔係叫Anapanasati。 唔係令到我哋產生痛苦。
So, Anna means along with, Pana means breath, Sati means mindfulness. Along with breath, mindfulness. That's what the Buddha taught, not along with pain, mindfulness. No, bad meditation.
我哋係要覺察依隨自己嘅呼吸，唔係覺察依隨自己嘅痛苦。 如果你依隨痛苦嘅時候，呢個係好差嘅禅修。
So sit comfortably.
所以請大家禅修嘅時候坐得舒服。
And if you want to bring some more cushions from home, please bring cushions from home.
大家可以將你屋企嘅 cushion 帶翻嚟嘅。
If you want to bring armchair from home, can you bring armchair?
要問一問佛法師，佢可唔可以帶一啲有病椅翻嚟啊？
Want to bring your bed?
或者你帶你嘅床翻嚟自願咧？
Only joking.
講笑啫。
Actually, maybe I should have brought some of those little squat chairs. Have you got those Zen stools here? Sometimes people who find it difficult sitting on the ground have these Japanese stools, which make it very easy to meditate.
I think
we haven't seen them here.
We don't.
Okay, maybe you can start marketing those.
法師剛才問黃法精神有冇一啲好似日本人嘅禪儀咧？咁但係我哋黃法精神係冇嘅。
Okay, another question over here. Does that answer your question? Is that okay?
已經答到你嘅問題啦。
No, did that answer your question? Yeah. Oh, good.
Okay. Yeah.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
See you in Sydney before.
Yes. True love. Dear Ajahn, last time you taught us when we meditate, don't fight with our body and don't battle with our mind. So what happens if I find myself very sleepy and dozing off? Should I let myself dozing off on the meditation seat or should I do something? Yeah, thank you. okay. 请问法师咧，因为上次法师教导我哋咧，坐禅嘅时候咧，就唔好同我哋嘅身体咧打对抗，又唔好同我哋嘅心咧系挣扎。 咁我問題咧就係，如果我哋喺坐禅嘅時候咧，我哋好即係分沉。咁我係應該由得我自己喺個坐禅個地方嗰度，由得自己分沉啊，還是我哋應該做啲乜嘢咁樣？ Thank you.
The main reason why lay people feel sleepy is because they do need to sleep more.
我哋在家朋友要喺禅修嗰陣時候覺得眼瞓，係因為我哋真係需要瞓覺。
You work very hard and you don't get enough rest.
之前咧，大家真係好勤力，出咗好多力，但係令到自己唔夠休息。
So the best thing to do is to go to bed and have a sleep, if possible.
所以咧，可以嘅話咧，就去床嗰度休息瞓覺。
But for those of you who are here in the dormitory, it's very hard to go to sleep in the middle of the day. It's too noisy.
但係咧喺日間咧，大家係好難喺自己嘅房間去休息嘅，因為事實上周圍嘅聲響都幾嘈。
So if you the best thing to do then is just to get up, change your posture, do more walking meditation.
咁當你昏沉嘅時候咧，你可以起身去做行善。
But don't fight too much.
但係真係唔好同自己身體去打對抗。
So if you, when you're sitting down, if you feel a bit sleepy, just allow yourself to go to sleep.
如果你真係身體話俾你聽你想休息嘅時候，你就去休息啦。
Now the reason for this is there are two halves to your mind, two parts to your mind.
Two parts,
yes.
因為咧，你身體有兩部分。
The first part is a very active mind, which thinks, controls, and fights.
我哋嘅心咧，其實有兩部分。我哋一部分咧，就係佢會思維啦，去諗嘢。
That mind takes most of your energy in life.
你呢個活躍嘅心係會真係會攞咗你好多力。
The other part of your mind is the passive mind. It just knows, it experiences.
而你腦咧，另一部分咧，佢淨係去觀察，去經歷。
That only gets whatever mental energy is left. That only receives the remainder of your mental energy.
佢咧係會接收你腦裏邊所留低落嚟嘅能量。
So because we think so much, we try so hard, we struggle so much, we haven't got much energy left for knowing.
因為咧，我哋嘅心活躍嗰 part。經常去諗嘢，經常喺度忐忑不安，不斷喺度思索。佢留低好少好少嘅能量俾寂靜、被動嗰一 part 嘅腦。
Which is why our mindfulness is very weak, sometimes so weak we fall asleep.
所以咧，我哋有時瞓覺之前，我哋自己嘅覺知好弱。
And if we fight that sleepiness, we just waste.All of our energy fighting.
如果是在昏沉的時候還自己在撐住的時候，其實都是跟自己身體打對抗。
Which is why the best thing to do is to don't fight your sleepiness. Just let it be. Just know it as much as you can. No fighting. And then the energy will start to go back into knowing.
千萬不要跟你自己的昏沉去打架，你就咁知道覺察，而當你嘅心覺察嘅時候，你自己嘅心就會更加清明。
What will happen is you will slowly wake up.
逐漸咧，你就會越嚟越醒啦。
Not by fighting, but just by being peaceful.
你唔需要去打交，同自己打交，你淨係需要安定落嚟。
If you fight your sleepiness, it lasts a long time.
如果你越是跟你自己昏沉打架的時候，你的昏沉越是耐。
If you let it be very peacefully, it doesn't last long at all.
如果你的心是安定覺察的時候，昏沉是會很快走。
And also, when you learn how to not fight things, to make peace with things, you will find your mental energy increases and increases and increases.
而在其他情況，當你自己不跟自己去打交，你其實會留下很多很多的能量，而這些能量是會越來越增加。
When I teach retreats in Australia, people do feel sleepy the first couple of days, and I allow them to be sleepy.
咁當老師是在澳洲大禅修的時候，有很多參加者在第頭嗰幾日都覺得很眼瞓，咁而老師係俾佢哋瞓休息瞓覺。
By the end of the retreat, they hardly sleep much at all.
禅修營過到一半，咁好多朋友都唔需要再依賴瞓覺去回復體力。
They don't feel like sleeping. They just got too much energy.
佢哋一啲都唔覺得眼瞓，反而佢哋有更加多嘅能量體力。
Because all that energy you waste thinking and planning and remembering and struggling, all that energy is now free just to be mindful.
正正因為我哋覺察，我哋心安定落嚟，我哋之前嘥曬啲能量去計劃去做任何嘢，呢啲都可以慳翻落嚟。
But that's one of the great things of meditation. You find that just letting things be, being peaceful, all the energy, the happiness, the wisdom, the mindfulness all comes.
所以呢，我哋就係讓事情咁樣樣，就咁去覺察，自己心安落嚟。
This is not like joining the army for 4 or 5 days.
我哋唔係入咗軍營，要操兵3-4日。
The Buddha was kind and peaceful.
佛陀係好慈悲。
So you be kind and peaceful to yourself.
正正佛陀慈悲，佢係安樂自在，請你亦都係對自己慈悲，安樂自在。
If you fall asleep when you're meditating, imagine what the Buddha would say. Say, oh, never mind, it's all right. The great compassionate one would be very kind to you.
當你瞌眼瞓嘅時候，你記得，咦，佛陀佢都會咁樣同自己講喎，佢會摸住個頭，冇問題㗎，你就俾自己去休息下啦。
But if you find yourself walking and then hitting the floor, then please bring crash helmet next time. Bring a crash helmet like on a motorbike. So you can.
當你去行閃嘅時候，若果你係因為中眼瞓係撞到個地下嘅時候，記得戴帽。
Okay.
戴頭盔。 仲有冇其他問題？
In my case, it is more easy for me to put down my left luggage, that is the past. But it is more difficult for me to let go my right hand luggage. Sometimes when I try to put down my plans or etc., I may have a feeling of being irresponsible. So, how can I conquer this belief? 我喺我自己嘅個案嚟講，我自己情況嚟講，我比較難啲去將我左手嗰個行李箱咧，即係我嘅過去咧放，即係我比較容易啲去放低我過去，不過比較難啲去放低我未來，因為特別係當有好多時候，即係要係。 stay 喺自己嘅目前而唔需要咁多嘅計劃，有陣覺得好似一種唔負責任嘅感覺，特別當我自己有好多責任要負嘅時候，咁想睇睇大師有啲咩可以試。
The answer is you realize that now is where your future is being made. But this moment is the only time you can do anything about your future.
老師就請你記得，將來要去創造將來，你就要好好照顧當下。So
if you're really concerned about your future, be concerned about the place where your future is being made right now.
你要記得，你嘅未來其實就係喺依家呢一刻所創造。
If you make this moment right now peaceful, happy and kind, you are doing the very, very best you can possibly do for your future.
若果你喺當下呢一刻，你感覺到平和，你感覺到開心，你就係令到你未來感覺到平和、自在同開心。In
Buddhism, it's called law of karma.
呢個就係佛法所講嘅因果。If
you make this moment pure, kind, generous, peaceful, the future has to be the very best.
若果你當下你能夠平和、自在、慈悲、慷慨，你將來一定會更加好。But
when we spend too much time thinking of the future, we are neglecting the place our future is being made.
有好多時就係因為我哋掛住去諗將來嘅時候，我哋錯失咗當下好多嘅時間。
So most of the time, we plan too much and neglect making our future now.
所以，你為咗你嘅將來，請你好好照顧好當下。It's
always a plan of what we're going to do, but never doing it. Always planning what we're going to do, but never doing it. always planning what we will do, but never doing it now. Does that make sense?
我哋好經常咧，就係會係去計劃未來嘅嘢，但係咧，好多時候我哋都冇做到。
It's a great question because I've taught that a lot to business professors.
好多以前我有好多機會，我都去有機會同啲教授去分享。
Because every person who runs a successful business knows that their plans for the future.Have to be like rubber, has to be able to bend so easily. Bend, not be too fixed.
Okay.
Be able to bend this way, bend that way.
有時候我哋為我哋自己生意去計劃嘅時候，其實我哋係要能夠靈活，唔可以係死實實嘅。
Because even the great English philosopher John Lennon.
我哋英國有位。大哲學家 John Lennon.
He said, "Life is what happens when you're busy planning something else."
生命咧就係喺當你係好忙碌計劃嘅時候。
So after a while, you learn not to plan, but to live.
但係咧，你要學習到生命咧，唔係喺你計劃，而係喺你真正生活活著。
But people are afraid if we don't plan, then everything will go wrong.
好多時候我哋自己都會擔心，咦？若果我唔為未來去計劃，啲嘢咪會搞彎咯。
But I have discovered in my life that even if you do plan, things go wrong anyway.
但喺我經驗入邊，就算你點樣去計劃、點樣準備，啲事情都會搞錯嘅。
So it's a waste of time planning.
咁點解要嘥時間去計劃呢？
So you can plan a little bit, but don't plan too much.
其實咧，你可以去準備，你可以計劃，但係唔好做得太過量。
And when on this retreat, you don't have to plan anything.
你喺禪修營裏邊，你唔需要去計劃任何嘢。
No plan.
冇任何計劃。
That way, you can have a rest. This is like holiday.
就好似大家放假一樣，大家可以真正休息。
Now we call this Club Med.Hong Kong Club Meditation Club Med. You guys heard of Club Med? It's right here. Club Meditation. you can't translate that.
就好似一個度假村，一個俱樂部，大家可以真正休息。
It's holiday. Take a rest.
大家可以真正可以休息。
Okay.Any other questions? Yeah. I have a big question.
is it necessary to practice the metta meditation before I do the breathing meditation? Because I had a negative experience. At that time, I was really under pressure, and every time after meditation, I just observed my breathing. And after that, I had very terrible nightmare.
Ooh, that's great. A good nightmare.
It repeated several times.
Wow, you can actually take the script and give it to a filmmaker. They can make a movie out of it.
Sorry, I'm paying. 咁呢位朋友就係喺佢問法師喺我收集觀呼吸之前，我係咪需要收持心禪啦？因為佢曾經是沒有做過，而他那一晚是有發過噩夢的，那法師就說這個是很好的橋段，應該是叫製片商去拍下去。
I mean, whatever meditation you do, it always has to have kindness.
其實我們做任何的禪修，我們都是需要有慈悲心。
And it always has to have being in the present moment.
而慈悲心也是要在自己的當下。
And being very soft, like a Buddha.
你的心是柔軟，就好像佛陀的心一樣。
And that way you don't have nightmares.
這樣呢，你就不會有噩夢了。
You sleep so peacefully.
你就會很安樂地去睡覺。
The trouble is I've seen some people during the meditation they sleep and at night time they stay awake. They can't go to sleep.
有多時候咧，就見到大家喺坐禪嘅時候都不斷中眼瞓、中眼瞓，但係咧偏偏到去夜晚真係要休息嘅瞓覺嘅時候，佢哋好精神。
So when you go to bed tonight, be really kind.
所以咧，今晚大家瞓覺嘅時候，對自己真係要好啲。
And when you meditate tomorrow morning, be really kind.
聽朝我哋一齊坐禪嘅時候，請大家對自己友善慈悲。
So imagine you're meditating like a Buddha.
你想像自己同佛陀一樣喺度禅修。
Just so soft and so kind.
好柔軟，對自己係慈悲。
During my last retreat in Perth just a week ago, instead of having, we had a Buddha statue, we had another statue as well.
一個禮拜前咧，我喺澳洲珀斯喺大禅修，咁嗰度有個佛像。
We had teddy bear.
有一個紅人毛公仔。
So we had the Buddha and teddy bear and then me.
咁咧，台上邊就係佛像咯，紅人公仔咯，同埋我。
Because teddy bear would taught people to be have metta loving kindness.
因為咧呢一個紅人公仔叫大家就係要有慈心。
So if you have any more nightmares, get teddy bear.
如果大家係真係會發噩夢嘅咧，你就揾只紅人毛公仔攬住去瞓覺。
And that makes it very easy to do metta meditation, loving kindness, compassion.
咁你攬住呢一隻毛公仔，亦都會幫你去成就你嘅慈心事。
So you can get teddy bear from sort of, you know, a nephew or a niece or somewhere, bring it here. You put it in your room. You can sit it right next to you.
咁咧就叫你自己兒生啊、侄女啊，帶只毛公仔俾你。咁咧，當你禅修嘅時候咧，做慈心禅，亦都同時間咧拎住只毛公仔擺喺你側邊，一齊做慈心禅。
Any other question anybody has? Yeah, over there.
大家朋友，仲有冇其他朋友有問題
？Okay, have some exercise. Come on, run. Microphone.Yes.
大師老，我想請問一下咧，當我哋話頭先講咧，就話個心要休息咧，但係我哋點樣可以令到個心真真正正休息咧？因為一靜落嚟咧，就個腦好多嘢想嘅，想到咧仲忙過，仲更加忙。要點樣樣先真係真真正正個心係休息落嚟咧
？Dear Ajahn, here's my question. You talk about that we need to rest our mind, but how are we be able to do it? Because when I rest my mind, actually more thoughts come out.
More thoughts come out? No.
My mind get more busy.
Just like the water. If the water has some, say, dirt in it, when it's moving a lot, the whole water gets very dirty.
這個就是一個比喻，如果這個杯裡面是有些污糟的東西的時候，你越是搖響的時候，杯是會好 一杯濁水。
But if you put the water down, all the dirt settles to the bottom, and the water becomes very clear.
但是當你將呢只杯放低的時候，本來你覺得是濁水，但是它所有的沉澱物，它會靜止落嚟，靜淚落嚟。
So the more calm and peaceful you become.All of the bad things to say settle to the bottom, and that's too far away. And your mind becomes really nice and pure and clean, just like the glass of water.
當你係靜止嘅時候，你唔會產生更多嘅念頭，同呢一杯水一樣，佢會反照清澈。
So you're not resting your mind enough.
其實咧，做唔到係因為未真正去休息。
So, take your hand. If you got bad thought, take your hand and stroke your hand. There, okay.
當你有念頭出現嘅時候，你就拎起隻手拍自己，按摩自己，冇問題㗎。
Don't hit your head, stroke it.
嗱，千祈唔好揼自己個頭啊嚇，摸自己個頭，話俾你聽 ，OK， 冇問題嘅，有念頭。
諗嘢冇問題。
咁之後咧，你內心嘅種種嘅念頭就會慢慢。走啦，
系 yes， 我咧就好怪嘅。通常咧，我唔开心啊，有烦恼嗰阵时候就记得去打坐，即系做功课，叫自己平静啊，calm down。 但我冇乜嘢发生啊，好安静，好 free， 好嗰阵时就唔记得咗去打坐，咁点算咧吓
？So when I do, when I encounter a lot of troubles, I would do make an effort to meditate. But when I am free and I have no problems at all, then I don't meditate. So what should I do?I forget to do it.
Forget to do it.、
Yeah.
Okay, that's、here in Hong Kong,、when you are not hungry, do you still eat?
在香港入面呢，如果你肚饿，你会不会吃嘢呢？
Of course you eat. Any time of the day or night, you eat in Hong Kong.
在香港大家日日夜夜都可以吃到嘢的啦。
So, like meditation, maybe you don't need meditation, but it's fun. It's enjoyable, so do it anyway.
禅修咧，其實都有啲相似嘅地方。不過禅修係會令你覺得係有趣，無論點都好，請你都去練習禅修啦。
So you don't just wait until there's a problem.
你冇等有問題嗰時先至去禅修啊。
You don't wait until you're hungry.
你冇等你餓嗰時先至去食嘢啊。
Lots of delicious food here, so when you feel want some delicious food, eat. When you want some delicious meditation, oh, this is really nice.
当你面前有很多美食的时候，咁去食咯。当你需要禅修的时候，就去禅修。
Otherwise, you're like that teenager who only studies just the night before the exam.
千祈唔好一啲年轻人临急考试嗰时候临急抱佛脚。
So, make sure you study weeks and months before you get into trouble.
不论你考试好多个月之前，或者你面对问题好多个月之前，请你去练习禅修，有所准备。
Okay. How? You just come here.
你已经喺度啦，你已经系做紧禅修。
So it's actually a serious point. It's very good to join a meditation group which meets regularly to meditate.
所以呢，定期去参加禅坐共修呢是很重要的。
And then you keep a nice routine.
因为呢，令到你有規律，定时定候去坐禅。
I remember I heard this story about, I think it was a CEO in United States.
我记得呢，美国有位总裁。
He meditates half an hour every day except when he's very busy.
除非佢係好忙碌，好多時候佢一日裏面佢一定係坐禅半個鐘頭。
And when he's very busy, he meditates 1 hour a day.
但係當佢就係極之忙碌嘅時候，佢一日禅修一個鐘頭。
Because that's when you need it more.
因為咧嗰陣時候你更加需要禅修。
Okay.
We have one question from、okay. the internet.I read the Cantonese words first. 在禅修的时候会想起过去曾犯过的错。里面就是误解的内容。亦都负面的情绪内疚是会生气，应该要怎样处理呢？ So, the question is, during my meditation, I always think about, the regrets of the past, my wrongdoings,which is related to my five precepts that I can't do well, and also negative emotions like remorse would come up. How should I deal with this situation?
Okay, this is very common in Western psychology.
在西方的心理学呢，这件事是经常发生的。
Last year, I gave a keynote talk to a group of psychologists in Sydney.
上一年我就在悉尼去同一班心理学家开过一个会议。
I know that the first thing to let go of the past is to acknowledge it, to recognize it first.
当是有负面情绪发生的时候，你觉察它，你认知它是在这里。
But I added an extra special Buddhist way of letting go of that past.
咁而點樣去放開過去咧？咁法師咧亦都分享佛法嘅教導。
So please, whoever asked that question, Write out all the bad things you've done on a piece of paper.
请你咧攞张纸出嚟，将你所有做得错嘅事情、犯过嘅所有事情写喺张纸上边。
But the piece of paper you should use is called toilet paper.
呢张纸系咩纸咧？系厕所嘅厕纸。
Because psychologically, that associates all those things from the past.To something which is dirty, which needs to be thrown away.
因为咧，厕纸好多时候俾人感觉就系用完之后咧就污糟，要抌咗佢。
How many people do you know in the world who use toilet paper and then they put it in their bag and pocket afterwards?
世上有几多人会系用完啲厕纸之后咧，仲系要摆翻喺自己个袋入边咧
？I did hear of one company during global financial crisis who told all their employees to use both sides of the toilet paper to save money.It's a joke.
咁喺經濟金融風暴嘅時候，法師咧就同啲投資失敗嘅人講：你將你自己唔開心嘅嘢寫曬喺嗰張紙紙嘅兩邊啦，寫滿曬佢啦。
But so you write out all the faults of the past on a piece of toilet paper.
咁你將你之前所犯過嘅事情，你唔開心嘅事寫喺呢張紙紙度。
Then you read it out to yourself.
之後你讀翻俾自己聽。
That psychologically, that's acknowledging things and recognizing it's dirty stuff.
喺心理學上邊咧，呢樣嘢就係我哋認知、覺察自己內心嘅種種嘅情緒。
And to go to the next stage of letting go, you take the toilet paper to the toilet.
下一步咧，你就要去放低啦。要怎樣做就拎起呢張紙紙，之後去廁所抌咗張紙紙沖廁所。
You put it in the bowl。
你把喺你抌落去個馬桶。
And you press the button。
撳掣沖廁所。
And it goes round and round and out。
之後咧個紙紙就會騰騰轉騰騰轉咁之後沖走啦。
And as the toilet paper takes your past away, you let it go。
呢張紙紙就將你所有嘅過去所有的追內疚追悔全部都帶走了。
Seriously, that works.
老實講，呢一樣嘢係得㗎。
Psychologically, it's acknowledging, realizing it's not good stuff to keep, and doing a ceremony which lets it go.
喺心理學上面，我哋所做嘅就係認知佢，覺察佢。之後我哋做一個典禮，將佢沖走、捨棄佢。
Many people have done that in places like Australia now.
好多地方，連澳洲嗰度咧，亦都有好多人都有咁樣做。
Now we have many blocked toilets in Australia.
我哋喺澳洲而家好多廁所都塞鬼曬啦。
But it works. Please try it. It works.
大家試下啦，得噶。But don't do it here.
I'm not here. No, no, we got bad plumbing here.
老師都話唔好喺華富丁。
Shopping centre, very good.
嗱，喺商場度做。
Any other questions?
仲有冇其他問題咧？
What time is it? Oh, it's 20 past night, so shall we? We may call it a night now because it's my first night here, so I got up very early in the morning to travel here. So that's only just like they call hors d'oeuvres. That's the first course. Last time I came here, you took me to a restaurant. I don't know how many courses were there.
今年咧，我哋老師咧一嚟香港咧就嚟雲下精舍，但係咧上一年咧就一去咧就去咗餐廳，嗰度有好多好多食物。舊年。
Okay, so this is just the first course.
今晚咧就係一個大餐嘅第一道菜啫。
Just to get the taste.
大家係試下食嘅咋。
So more tomorrow and the next day and the day after that.
跟住第二日、第三日會有唔同嘅菜， 奉獻俾大家。
So those staying here have a nice, peaceful sleep.
咁留喺宏化精舍去參加呢個禪影咧，希望今晚大家瞓一餐好好嘅覺。
Those going home have a nice, peaceful sleep.
需要翻屋企去休息嘅朋友咧，都希望你可以瞓一個好靚嘅覺。
And in the morning, come and have a nice, peaceful meditation.
咁第二日咧，大家就要有一个好靓好靓嘅禅修噶啦。
And after you leave here, have a nice, peaceful life.
咁之后咧，你离开完成呢一个禅修营咧，你就有一个好好好好嘅人生噶啦。
Okay.
好冇
？Agreed. It's a deal.
认唔认同
？Thank you.
好。Any announcement from Andrew?
Do you have any? No, I don't know. Just, so any more announcements?
Any more reminders?
Reminders? No, just take it easy. Make yourself at home.
Shall we all rise?
Can do, yes.
Okay.
You too. Okay, 请大家起立。
Okay, see you next time, next place. Very good. Have a nice night.
希望大家有一个好好嘅夜晚。
好，同心換咁可以坐坐先。咁唔該曬 Gabriel 今晚光芒。咁樣就我諗今晚就早少完嘅，咁大家可以休一休，早啲可以去休息㗎啦。咁就聽朝五點鐘我哋會打板起身嘅，係啦。咁五點九個字我哋會準時喺呢度坐返自己喺呢度開始坐線㗎啦。咁樣就係啦，日營嘅朋友呢就喺麻煩就可以喺我哋先讓全營嘅返返上去。